We do have a special guest in studio with us now. Gayla Mollica, Rice County Commissioner for the Northfield area, is joining us. Gayla, good morning.
Good morning, Jeff. Thanks for having me today.
Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, all that stuff.
Right, yeah.
You have wrapped up another year, 2020, as a county commissioner, and the county is pretty much wrapping up their business as well for the year. So let's take a look at some of the things that have happened more recently. And of course, the big thing is budget, the tax levy for 2023. Those have all been voted on and put into place.
Correct.
Let's talk about that. First of all, I guess we'll start off with the budget. You've had, just like everybody else, there's been an increase in, inflation. So had to make some adjustments for that. What was the bottom line on the tax levy this year?
Sure. So you're right. We finished up our year end. You know, they start in May working on the following year's budget. And all the department heads and the administrator and the finance director. And we landed at a 8.92.
8.92. Okay, that's an increase in the tax levy, which pretty much mirrors inflation, about the inflationary rate for 2022.
And 5% of that was to pay debt towards the new jail.
That let's talk about the new jail here. I tell you what, we'll get to that because that's a whole different subject. I want to talk about some of the aspects of the budget this year. What are the big areas as far as the county budget goes? Where does most of that money go?
Sure. So the majority of the money would be the social services department. That's where about 40% of your budget goes to.
Is that funded by the state, or do you get funds from the state for that?
So we get funds from the federal government and the state. So, you know, you have an so our budget is $94 million a year. $34 million of that is levy dollars.
Okay.
So,
and the rest of it comes from different agencies and such.
Correct.
And Rice County is the basically the administrator of some of the programs.
Correct.
All right. Let's talk about any budget areas that we haven't really seen in the past. Is the county jail, is that like the biggest change? Is that even going to change very much from what you've had the last couple of years? Because this has been in the making for a while.
Right. This has been in the making for a while. You know, it's like, as I said, 5% of that 8.92 is for jail debt. And so that's probably the biggest change in the budget. Sometimes you see that $94 million go up or come down into the 80s. And the reason for that is the inflow and outflow of grant funding. Federal aid dollars for highway projects, state aid dollars for highway projects. So the budget can go up, it can go down, depending upon the fundings you get from the state and federal government.
Gayla Mollica is with us, a county commissioner. Let's talk about the discussions that you and the commissioners had. Was everyone pretty much on the same page this year? Were there a lot of differences in opinion of where some of that money should go?
No, we were all pretty much on the same page. You know, the 8.92 passed unanimously. The five commissioners voted in favor of the 8.92. So there wasn't, you know, there was great discussion, more questions really from the administrator and the finance director necessarily than an argument of not funding or funding more certain projects. So.
All right, let's move it into the new county jail. I understand that's moving along, but where at in the process are we now?
Sure. So we get updates every week or every couple of weeks. And, you know, the final date is in 2025. So it'll be open in 2025. So we got a ways to go yet. They should be bringing the walls in. It's going to be tip-up walls. That'll be coming in sometime this winter. The foundation has been put in for, it's been in for quite a while.
So. Yeah, you know, I haven't been by there, so I should go check it out at right. some point. I haven't been able to get there. I haven't had a reason really to get to Faribault recently. But
you haven't been there since it was a drive-in, right?
Yeah, since it was a drive-in. So I'll be excited to see that. Now, when that jail is built, of course, you'll move all the law enforcement and the sheriff's office out there. What about, has a decision been made on how to reuse the current site?
That is kind of a process they've been mm-hmm. going through and will continue to go through for a little while.
Are there, I guess, certain groups or departments that are kind of lobbying for that?
So my belief is we'll see community corrections expand into that mm-hmm. building. You may see there's been some talk of possibly the dispatch center relocating to Rice County mm-hmm. versus Steele. And the only reason is that we need some expansion space at Steele County where the dispatch center is currently located.
Mm-hmm.
And that building is owned by the Steele County and the city of Owatonna. So it's kind of a up in the air yet at this point in time. Steele County is looking at building a new sheriff's department.
Mm-hmm.
Owatonna had been looking at possibly building a new police department. So it's who might move out of that building, who might stay in that building. So that's a process yet.
Yeah, and you have a couple of years before you need to find an answer
right.
for
yes,
that.
Yes, absolutely.
So, Gayla Malika, County Commissioner, is with us. Let's talk about elections. Last month we had elections, and we'll have some new faces, some familiar faces still in the Rice County government. I guess we can start off with the sheriff. You have the new sheriff is kind of the same as the old sheriff.
Correct.
Though he has been duly elected now.
Right, yeah, so Jesse Thomas will be the sheriff, and the county board, when Sheriff Troy Dunn retired, we appointed Jesse Thomas as the acting sheriff. And so he served that out for 14 months, and it'll be 16 months, basically, when he's done. And then we'll just take over as the sheriff.
Mm-hmm.
So he will do fine. He has been a 20-some year member, 24, 26, 28 years in the sheriff's department, and worked his way up through the ranks. So he'll do just fine.
Yeah, it looks like that transition, at least from afar, it looks like it has gone pretty seamless.
Right.
Yeah. We have we will have, after the first of the year, a new county attorney. John Fossum will no longer be the county attorney, but he will be replaced by somebody from his own office.
Right. Yep. John Mortensen will become the new county attorney.
Mm-hmm.
And I think John has worked in the county attorney's office for 6 years. So he'll have maybe a little bit more of a learning curve or transition, so to speak, from what the sheriff, mm-hmm. You know, Jesse, again, has been a member of the Rice County Sheriff's Department for 26 years, whatever it was, and where Brian has been there for six. So there'll be some new things and familiar things for Brian to work through, but he will make it work.
Once again, Gaylen Malika is with us. We are talking about some issues in Rice County. What else do we, anything else you'd like to bring up while we have you here?
Sure. So, you know, just, you know, as we sit here in the winter time, you know, the road projects will go out for bid here, usually this early winter for a spring project. I don't know that we have anything major coming up. Still working on Baseline Road out along the interstate. That should be finished this year with pavement. And the county's working on a County Road 9 on and off ramps to 35W.
Mm-hmm.
They're kind of working with the state of Minnesota. If that happens, the state of Minnesota might reroute Highway 3 instead of going into Faribault and through Faribault to Highway 21. They would just go to County Road 9 off of Highway 3 and go to the interstate.
Oh, that would be easy to do. I often take that route anyway.
Right, but, yes.
Yeah, all right. What do you know when that's going to be decided yet? Is there a timetable for that transition if it does happen?
You know, we received some money from the state of Minnesota to do the study. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be a while before that would happen. But continue working towards it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Galen, we want to thank you so much for coming in.
Absolutely.
It's much appreciated, and we will look forward to talking with you in 2023.
All right. Sounds good, Jeff. Thank you.